we're doing it again, an internet chat sting. We've got Spike posing as a 14-year-old girl.
And we'll continue to do it to raise awareness for the parents of just how your younger children are really at risk. This is unbelievable. I mean, this is a 50-year-old talking to a 14-year-old.
All right.
I got a phone number.
Oh, you do have one?
Yeah.
We are doing the internet sting. And just like last week.
You guys are not going to believe this. The guy I'm chatting with is a teacher.
Oh, gross.
They're kidding.
Wow.
He's a teacher, and he gave me his phone number, and he says he's in school right now. I don't know if he's on a break or if... I guess classes haven't started yet.
Did you say what grade or what kind of a teacher or anything?
He said he's a history teacher. He didn't say what grade. He says... Let me read the...
He's proctoring a test right now.
High school history. So, you want to have Sarah call him?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Internet sting. One thing that we... Let me star 6-7 this one, too, so he doesn't know it's calling from a radio station and completely blow our cover, but...
He's done this before. He even suggests to use a phone card, except my parents don't see the phone number on the bill.
Use a phone card.
Hello?
Hello.
Is Jerry?
Yep, this is Jerry.
Hi, it's Sarah.
How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Hang on. Let me just check the door for 1 second.
Sure.
Okay.
Is it safe?
Yeah, I guess so.
Just guessed out, huh?
I don't know. My sister's not too bad, but...
How old is she?
She's a little bit older than me. She's 17. She actually probably wants nothing to do with me, but I just don't want her to, you know, tell my parents or something.
I hear you there. You know, Sarah was on the phone today.
I know, seriously. So, you're a teacher?
Yeah.
For what grade?
I have seniors and juniors.
You do?
Yeah.
What?
So you're sitting there going, my God, he's chatting with me online while his class is taking a test.
Kind of, yeah. This is. I don't mean to be stupid, but this kind of...
Freaks you out, huh?
A little bit.
Hey, you never know what us teachers are like, huh?
Well, will you tell me, I guess? I don't know.
What do you want to know?
Do you...
Ask away.
Do you talk to girls like me a lot, or...?
No, you're a little younger than usual, but, you know... 16, 18, 20, you know.
Yeah.
Just enjoy younger women, that's all.
So I'm not too young for you?
Well, you don't sound it, to be honest with you, and you don't write like it. I mean, you seem a little more mature and older than your age, actually.
I know, which is the problem why I don't date in high school, because I'm kind of annoyed with the boys at school, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you more mature or older, seeming?
I don't know. I think so. The last guy I dated thought so. So, and my parents so did not know about him. So,
well, I'm sure you probably don't tell your parents too much about older men.
No.
At 14, you would flip them out.
To say the least.
When are you gonna be 15?
Not until next June.
Oh wow! So you're not even 14 and a half.
Right? Yeah. But that's not bad, is it?
No. No, I could told you, as long as you're honest, open, and not afraid of things, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, do you just like to talk to girls, or, I mean, do you actually hang out with, you know, I mean?
Well, I've met some, and I chat a lot with them, and talk on the phone with some. I've met a couple, and, you know.
Are we annoying in person? Like, I mean, I just, because you're 50, I don't know what, I mean, it's cool. It's fun to talk to you and stuff, but.
The meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, well, nah, some of them, you'd be surprised. Some just kind of just enjoy being with an older man.
Yeah.
You know, and it doesn't always ultimately mean sex, you know.
Right.
Although most people think that's what it is. I'm just one of these freaks that, yeah, I would like it, but it's not necessary. You know, it's just, you know, it's cool to talk. It's how I keep, you know, when you teach, you're around young people all the time, you know, it's fun to find out what they think, what they're all about.
Right. I could teach you stuff, I guess, huh?
Huh?
I said I could teach you stuff about, what I like, and then you can sort of teach me.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, the sex is part sometimes, but it's not what it's all about, you know. You know, I enjoy playing around, but, you know, sex with a 14, 15, 16-year-old is safe, you know.
You don't like... You don't, like, hook up with the girls in your classes, do you?
No, I've only been with one, and that was after she graduated.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't touch. A lot of eye candy, I think.
Yeah. What kind of, I mean, what do you think is pretty?
What do I think is what?
What do you think is pretty?
I think that, I don't really judge them. I just kind of go with what I like them. Like you right now, I can tell I like this because your voice and how you're able to talk online and not sound like a babbling 14-year-old. You know, you seem very confident and you seem very comfortable with talking, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So thereby, it really wouldn't matter what's pretty, but, you know, I mean, I could be the typical guy and say, well, she should be blonde and be 34C and be shaved and have great abs, you know. After all, that's what every man wants, right?
I don't know.
Well, the problem is not every woman's like that. So, you know, you have to be kind of open to who they are as opposed to what you wish they could be.
Right.
You know? So that's kind of... So pretty is just an image you have or a view you have.
Yeah.
You know?
But, I mean, so do you just sort of, like, make the girls that you're with feel like they're pretty even if they're not?
Oh, sure. I never have to hurt anybody.
What do you look like, kind of?
I'm 5'10", and I got light brown hair with a little bit of gray, blue eyes. As I said before, my thing, you probably missed it. You know, everything works. and, you know, pretty much I just enjoy having a good time, that's all. Nothing crazy. I don't have any chainsaws in the car, you know. And, you know... It's I'm different, but I just there's something interesting and enjoyable about, like I said to you before, younger women, you know.
Yeah.
Just talking to them, they tend not to be afraid of things. They tend to be exciting. They tend to want to learn things and do things, you know. Or to be honest with you, older women tend to be set in their ways and tend to just try to control you, you know.
Yeah.
When control shouldn't be what it's all about. It should be more or less just kind of enjoying yourselves.
Well, there's a lot of stuff I don't know, I'm sure, but you know, my parents have joint custody, so
right. That's what I guessed.
Yeah, so sometimes, I mean, like I will be kind of near where you are. Would you want to hang out?
Sure, that'd be cool. Kind of near me. You're like 10 minutes from my house.
Really?
Yeah.
What school do you work at?
A local private Catholic high school.
So if I was coming in like a couple of weeks, we could hang out?
Sure. Try to meet you, do something at the school someday or some night if you can sneak out or whatever, if your dad lets you out of his sight.
Right. Well, yeah. Now he works all the time, so I don't really see him when I come in town so much. So I could, no. I mean, as long as it's not too far, you know. I could, as long as I could walk there.
Hey, do you realize what you're doing right now is soliciting a minor?
Do I?
Do you realize that?
I'm just talking.
Do you realize that you're soliciting a minor and what you're doing by even talking about sex is a misdemeanor, considered a misdemeanor? And you realize that making a connection with one is a felony?
Not aware of that.
And
I'm not making connections, I'm just talking.
Do you realize that as a 50-year-old man talking to an alleged minor, a 14-year-old, that is a misdemeanor and that we could bring you up on charges and you would lose your job, you would lose your house, you would lose your family?
Am I aware of that?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you realize what you're doing is sick?
Sick? Well, she called me.
And you're chatting back and forth, and you're talking about having sex with students?
I'm not talking about that.
Let me quote. I like to be slow and intimate. I like to make you feel special and show you things you may have never seen. Have you ever been with an older guy?
Your name is Jerry. You are a teacher?
Well, I guess the Montgomery County Internet Task Force will be finding out who's truthful.
How does it feel to be busted on an internet sting right now?
We'll be working with your cell phone company to find out who you are.
Are you there? Hello?
Coward.
It's Mojo in the Mornings. Caught on tape. Who's going to get busted next? Channel 955.